Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cotlin from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Brooke Jackson, please.
This is Brooke.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, are you in a place where you can, talk on your phone openly on your phone, you know, and not calling you on the cell phone, and we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time.
Okay, yep.
Okay, ma'am, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. All right, just for quality, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
43.
Okay, thank you. Right, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on the next year's presidential election, congressional election in November 2024, okay, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
10.
10, okay. All right, maybe some people, you know, care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? How would you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. All right, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What were the options again?
Very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay. All right. And when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, or the COVID pandemic, the Republicans in Congress, or the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
Mix of several of those. I think big businesses and profits not paying people livable wages, plus the rising interest rates, plus COVID.
Okay, if you had to choose just one of those to be the most important, which one would you be the first one?
Probably big corporations and profits.
Gouging and greed, right?
Yes.
The big business and corporate, okay, price and greed, okay. Yeah, because only let me pick the most important one. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each one, please rate me from 0 to 10. How important of an issue it is, you know, for you to have your member of Congress focus on? Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. But you can use any number, okay? The first one says making housing more affordable from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profile.
9.
Okay. Ensuring our borders are secure.
3.
Okay. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Okay. Reducing crime.
5.
And creating more jobs and raising wages.
9.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Right, ma'am, and switching gears a little, in generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would that be strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, all right. And do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. All right. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them. Zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay? And I'll move to the next one. The first one will be the Democratic Party.
70.
70, okay. Black Lives Matter.
60.
Okay. Donald Trump.
10.
Okay. Mitch McConnell.
0.
0. Cornel West.
60.
60. Kamala Harris.
90.
90. Joe Biden.
80.
Okay, 80. And the U.S. Supreme Court.
30.
30, okay. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, and then if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, man, now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote on the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, now thinking about, racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. All right, ma'am, I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A says, other people say the ongoing struggle, for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of African-American community. Statement B says, some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African-Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Which of these two statements do you agree with more? Would you say much more A?
The second one. Much more B.
B. Mm-hmm. Okay, much more B. Okay. All right. Much more B, right? All right.
Yes.
All right. Gotcha. Okay, and when have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say yes a lot, yes some, a little, or nothing at all?
Yes, some.
Some, okay. All right, and has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
More.
Would that be much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more favorable. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. I want to read for you some of the things, that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important is that to you. Okay. The first one says he kept the price of insulin, at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay, a third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American. The most ever. Would you say that's very important, somewhat, not very, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. He invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open. Very important, somewhat, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay, and he invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black, colleges and universities. Would you say that's very important?
Very important.
Okay, and the last one, he said he banned chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers. Very important, somewhat, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Oh, all right, thank you. Okay, now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And would that be
approved.
Strongly approved, somewhat approved, or somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I'll say strongly approve.
I strongly approve, okay. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I only have a few more questions, and we should be done. I really appreciate your time and help, okay? I'm going to read you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote, to vote in 2024. Please rate me each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, A5 means somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one says, Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age, for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work, to get them off full entitlement programs, ignoring that, they spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and grandparents. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing, 8.
About 8, okay. And, the other one say we are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedom from extremists since, the 60s. They have attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history, by trying to ban books on slavery, and even attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people to keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as a new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going back to Jim Crow. Would you say that's not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please write me your level of motivation for voting on next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what has stood out, to you the most from the arguments you just heard? Can you give me that, on a sentence to tell me what stood out the most?
I think protecting the rights that people, marginalized groups, have and allowing their voices to continue to be heard is what I think is one of the biggest important things.
Okay, protecting the rights, you say, right? The
mm-hmm.
rights of the people?
Yeah.
Okay. And be able to, you say, be able to be heard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me write this down real quick, okay? Be able. People, so you said, and be able to be heard.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each one. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past two days. Twitter, would you say yes or no?
No.
What about TikTok?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Snapchat?
No.
Apple News?
No.
No. Okay, YouTube.
No.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
I have a doctorate.
Okay, so be postgraduate or master's MBA, right?
Postgraduate.
Okay. All right. Now, are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
Yes, three.
Okay. All right. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
So be very liberal. Okay. All right, man. Thinking about, you know, the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
My neighborhood is being gentrified, so it's about half.
About half. Okay. All right. And how would you describe the area where you live? Well, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay, urban. Alright. And okay, were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. And were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and participation, okay? And you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you, you too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.